Hello, I'm Cindy Talley. I've been introducing you to the Juilliard artists coming to Kansas next week. They're performing an innovative project called American Fusion Into the Sun. Meet Taylor Hanson Johnson. The Johnson part just happened. When we talked, she and her husband were driving across the city taking care of the business of changing her name. Taylor's from a little town outside Columbus, Ohio. She's wanted to dance since she was 3 years old. Tell me what it is about dance that makes it your passion.
Oh, goodness. Well, what it is about dance that makes it my passion, I think it's one of the most beautiful art forms that, like, anybody can do. And the older I get and the more studying I do at Juilliard, I've come to realize that literally anything could be dance. You don't actually even have to be moving and it can be dance. It's just watching people move. Just, they don't, you know, necessarily have to consider themselves professional dancers, but just watching people move throughout the day, it's like, it's actually inspiring, like, and it's very captivating just to watch somebody and how they move around in their daily actions, even just eating or like watching TV. It's so intriguing to me to just watch people, and so that's why I think, you know, I have such passion for dance, because I'm just like so curious about how to like move the body and how to make even the smallest things interesting, so you don't have to be sticking your leg up in the air or doing 5 million turns. You know, some people, they like, you know, people who don't study dance might not even find that interesting. So I think it's one of my passions to just like to explore different movements that that bring other people joy.
At 16, she left home to become part of a dance company. It wasn't easy.
Well, you know, I actually moved away from home when I was 16 to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I did that without my family. So I had to really grow up really quickly, because I joined a nonprofit dance company, and a lot of the students in that company were older than me, so I was experiencing a lot of things that normal high school students didn't experience, and I was also homeschooling myself during that time, so it was a really big growing part of my life. And so when I moved to New York City and I started at Juilliard, I actually felt like I almost, like things became easier, because I was surrounded by people my own age, and I was back into a dorm room after I had been living in an apartment for the past 2 years by myself. So I was really excited to come to New York, because I felt like finally I could be with kids my own age and experience what I'm, you know, what 18-year-old kids are supposed to be experiencing. So it was very refreshing to come to New York, but at the same time, you know, like, the pace of New York City is absolutely insane. So being there the first year, it was kind of tough, especially because Alex, my husband, and I, we were long distance, and so it was a big change to make.
How did you cope with being away from the people you love and your support system?
Well, actually, I met Alex when I was 15, and I moved to Cincinnati shortly after we started dating, about like 3 or 4 months, and he introduced me to Christ, basically, and led me to Christianity, and that's how I coped. Being in Cincinnati by myself, I just really dug into the Bible, and I tried to hold on hope in that way, because it was a pretty hard city to live in. I didn't have very many close friends. I felt really lonely, actually, and Alex was in his senior year of school and having the best time of his life with all his best friends, and I couldn't be at any events or outings or, you know, gatherings. I couldn't be there. So I really just prayed a lot, and I just held on to my faith, really. That's how I got through it.
Taylor says her faith is what's guiding the next chapter of her life. Her dream is to work with her husband to create a multifaceted teaching project for young people. When you attend American Fusion Into the Sun, she invites you to sit back, enjoy, and witness the art forms coming together. Then take away your own meaning. Create your own story. Into the Sun is one night only, Tuesday, September 2nd at the Garden City High School. You can meet other artists, get a glimpse of their lives on our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.